The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the second guest show, Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi at 6:30 tonight. We'll throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints coaches show. Mike Hoss will be the host, and he'll have with him Saints new interim head coach Darren Rizzi, along with running back coach Derek Foster. And then Monday Night Football follows it right here on the Big 870 WWL at 7:30. Each and every Monday night, we got him here, Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Dave, we're in the middle of the biggest NFL news today.
Oh, with man,
the firing
huge
of Dennis Allen. You know, think about it. I told this to Bob when we ended it. You one of 32 guys. Just think of that unique club in the world that you one of 32 head coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for a guy like that, second NFL team, and with Sean brought him in. So it's going to be exciting to see where he goes.
And it ain't Coach Rizzi's first rodeo. I mean, he's been a head coach at the collegiate ranks. He's coached with the Dolphins, and certainly now he's been with the Saints. So my thing about it is, the one thing with a special teams coach, he's sort of involved with every – sort of the game.
Well, offense, because they contribute. Yeah, offensive, defensive players that are contributing on special teams. You know who appreciates Coach Rizzi and vice versa? Taysom Hill.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You know, think about I'm on Taysom Hill on a number of units.
You know? Okay, I think you had him on. I wasn't there that night, but Mike Westhoff.
Yes,
the older coach who's with Sean today, but he was with the Saints.
He said no. About Darren Rizzi. He claims I discovered Taysom Hill.
He sure did. He sure did. He wrote it in his book.
And that is truth. There's a lot of truth to that. And you know, Dave. Who knows, Dave? The Saints might go to Dave and try to steal him.
Oh man, did it,
to be the personnel guy.
Take Rizzi's place with special teams.
No, they can have you getting the personnel. Who you want to draft? Who you want to draft?
No, Dave, you know, Rizzi's got one of those football coach voices. I got that gravelly voice. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I think it might pay a little bit more, but you're under a lot of pressure, Dave. You're under pressure here too. Dave, tell everybody what's happening here at the Silver
Slipper. Of course, we have the radio show going to be every Monday all the way through the Monday after the Super Bowl, and then we have football squares for every Monday night football game. You have 6 days a week prior to earn a square on the board. So come on out.
And you know, Dave, you know, it's always a challenge to pick the correct score.
I know.
Three weeks ago.
We did it 3 weeks ago, and we've actually, I think, done it about three times.
And I think it's three.
Hey, we might be in a row, Dave. Better watch. We might hit it on it again.
Mike start picking.
We'll keep that as is. But if you had that money in a security – Dave, you'd have made a lot of interest on it.
Oh, man, I know.
Three times in, what, 20 years?
But, you know, the one thing, I never forget that Super Bowl.
You hit that.
The Steelers, when the Steelers beat the Seahawks, people don't remember that Super Bowl. You remember when Hasselbeck was the quarterback, and Big Ben was the quarterback for the Steelers? Hasselbeck was with the Seahawks, so... Yep. We got that one right. That was right from the beginning. So we might do this, and not so fast. We might hit on this more than
You do shows in Seattle, they still, I'll use the word complain, that they think they got jobbed in that Super Bowl.
Oh,
with a bunch of calls.
There was five penalties. It's like you want to talk about who's the commissioner or whatever, and look how the Saints got jobbed at the Nola no call against the Rams. In the Super Bowl, if you look back at that Super Bowl, there was five calls that they just cheered for the Steelers. Are the referees like Steelers alum or something? It was five calls that was like they just blew it. They just blew it, and that was a big impact of the Steelers winning that Super Bowl against the Seahawks.
When you do a talk show in Seattle, that man, they bring that up in every conversation, that they upset about Pete Carroll didn't run the ball with Marshawn.
When they got
near the end zone.
When they got that one against the Patriots.
And they were trying to trick him, to be honest, to throw that pass in there. Come on, give it to Beast Mode.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable in that game. Even if you got to give it to him twice or three times, whatever, get
well,
it in.
The new beast mode now, and Jerry Jones didn't want him, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry and the Ravens. Oh, think how stupid that sounds. Jerry Jones said, oh, he wouldn't fit in our offense. Like, what? I think Dak Prescott would want him. Okay, I'll raise my hand. I'd want Derrick Henry.
Well,
there.
He got off, he didn't fit to, I couldn't afford him.
Nah,
which you know that's
him.
A bunch of BS.
No, that's a hometown discount when they're paying
Derrick Henry. Because he lived right there.
And he lives in Dallas, wanted to be there. No, Derrick Henry, he would fit on every team. He's not overpaid. I would say he's underpaid.
He is underpaid for what he's doing this year. Dave, tell everybody, number one buffet on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, along with the number one steakhouse.
It is. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving in the buffet and also a great Thanksgiving in the steakhouse. So you can check out those specials online now, especially with the steakhouse. Make sure you make reservations for that. We also, too, we're giving away TVs every Thursday through Sunday at 7 p.m., 50-inch smart TV.
Bobby and I can do that?
And Bobby, yeah, you sure can. But, yep.
We can put our deal in there, what? Come on, and they wouldn't give it to us anyway.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Come on
go
down.
Tigers, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Yeah, this weekend, big
so
game
Dave,
against
Dave,
Alabama.
Before we let you run, what do you think? They beat Alabama?
Yeah, go beat Alabama by a touchdown.
Oh, so you heard it right here from
right
Dave
here, man,
at the
right
Silver
here.
Slipper.
I got the inside.
Beat Alabama by
Joey Vinan's going to run to the deal to put his bet in.
Come on down.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more second guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Well, now that daylight savings time has ended, we can use Yogi Berra's great quote that it gets late early here. And it got late for the Saints very early as well. You know, I've been one of those beating the drum for the dismissal of Dennis Allen that it dates back all the way to the game against Tampa two seasons ago on
Big
Monday
John,
night.
Yeah. Big John, you were beating that drum last year.
Yeah,
about Dennis Allen got to go.
I think there's a hole in the drum at this point. And look, let me just say, it was never personal. I thought the guy was a nice man, a good man, and I believe, like Gail Bettson, that you know he was an excellent coordinator and was a valuable part of the Saints organization. And Dennis Allen had a lot of class in parting from the Saints, far more class than Michael Thomas had. Let's just say that. But, you know, guys, the business of the game is winning. And Dennis Allen simply did not have the requisite skills as a head coach to go for the kill shot when it came to winning games. I mean, Sean Payton had plenty of faults, and there's no denying that. But, you know, he had that, you know, that extra set of cojones or whatever you want to call it to do whatever it was to put the opponent away. And he was able to translate that to the players most of the time. Now, for me, look, it's one thing to be a critic of a coaching regime, all right? But, you know, the big question is, now what? Okay, what's next? And my own amateur opinion from a fan's perspective is that Mickey Loomis cannot be part of the process by which the next coach is selected, and that there needs to be a new general manager in the front office. And I take great note of the fact that when this decision was made today, and I read all the releases on everything, it didn't come from Mickey Loomis. It came from Gail Bettson right up at the top. And that tells me that there are more changes on the horizon. And then my final point is this. Now the Saints, you know, are the second team to have, you know, jettisoned a head coach. And this gives the Saints the lead over other teams who might be, you know, thinking of firing their head coach and putting together a list of potential head coaches. And what I want to see as a fan, okay, who's pissed off, like Darren Rizzi says, I want a true search for a head coach. I don't think anybody in the Houdat Nation wants a retread of a coach or someone from the good old boy circuit, okay? You know, Darren Rizzi turns around the team and say, win six out of the next eight, well, he gets to be on the list. But I don't want him anointed head coach. I want to see a real, true search for a head coach, the same way when we did with Sean Payton back in 2006.
Now, you know, Big John, would you say, because that's names that we're familiar with, so it might be a name that you're not familiar with. The hottest coach is obviously the offensive coordinator with the Lions.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, Ben Johnson, but talk about have leverage.
Man, and you he's going to have his choice where he wants to go.
And you let the Lions win in anything. What would you say, I don't know, he's arguably the greatest professional coach ever. Look at all the Super Bowls, Bill Belichick.
Never.
Never. Okay,
never.
You'd say never. How about, because he's very Dan Campbell-like, how about the old Titans coach?
Mike Vrabel.
What about him? Would you consider him a retread coach? Or
he is a retread coach.
Yeah. So,
but he won. Coach, yes.
But he won with the Titans.
Yeah, now he won. They were number one seed, then didn't live up to expectations to go to the Super Bowl.
And then Tannehill spit the bit.
But he still had him at the number one seed. So you're hoping or taking the approach that some Houdat Nation members would take that same approach. That the next head coach, I'm going to have to read up on him because he will not be familiar to me.
And, Big John, Mickey Loomis is going to have a say, a major say, on who the next head coach of this football team is.
Unless he's not there.
He's always going to be there, Big John. No. He's always going to be there. He is part of the structure of what's going to happen after Gail Benson.
He's in the will. You know how you say you always want to be in the will? He's in the will on Mr. Benson's last days. And Ms. Gail, the trust factor, Dennis Schlauscher, Mickey Loomis, Greg Bensel. Those cats will be as long as they want to be part of the Saints. Now,
so
their role, their roles might change, but they're going to always be part of the Saints.
And I think Mickey Loomis is always going to oversee football operations. He's always going to oversee
So Mike,
that.
What I suggested is
similar to Rich McKay in Atlanta.
Because I said that at Rouse's in Biloxi on Saturday.
Yes.
That Rich McKay, all of a sudden, Arthur Blank, the trust factor there, that Rich McKay, he's a big part of what Atlanta does, but Fondo's running the team as a general manager.
Okay, you think Arthur Blank selected Terry Fontenot?
No.
That came from Rich McKay. He's the one who said, man, you ought to take a look at this guy. Look what he has done in New Orleans. And he set that up. Does he have day-to-day operations? Probably not. But he is in Arthur Blank's ear.
So
constantly.
And that's what you're saying. I don't know if liaison's the right thing. And you go to the owners' meetings and all that. That Mickey Loomis, if he does, I don't know, it's a different type role, that if we do have a new general manager, Big John, then Mickey Loomis is going to hire that guy.
Exactly. That's not going to change,
and
Big
that's
John.
That's fine with me. That's fine with me that he would hire the new general manager. But I think we know that Mickey Loomis's football experience is not exactly, like Bill Pullian was at Indianapolis. I mean, he's more of the numbers guy. He's more of the, you know, he knew how to find money and create space in the cap and things like that. But as far as a general manager who selects a head coach, I think there's a certain point where they tell Mickey to stand aside and say, you know, you can hire the GM and then get out of the way.
Well, I could see that happen. But when you compare, you brought up Bill Pullian and I didn't. When you look at all-time winningest general managers in NFL history, okay, I look at this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so Bill Pullian is fifth in NFL history as the most successful general managers. Mickey Loomis is nine. Now, he's just right behind Ozzie Newsome. We all know Ozzie Newsome was all loyal to Art Modell when the Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Baltimore Ravens.
And Steve Bisciotti. Well, he was loyal to him.
No, and I should say, I got that wrong. Mickey Loomis is actually ahead of Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah.
So Mickey would be eighth, Bill Pullian's fifth, and Ozzie Newsome ninth. Yeah, no. Okay, that's not an opinion. That's the number of winning percentage, the games that they've been the general manager. Now you might say, well, Mickey Loomis is riding on Sean Payton and Drew Brees' coattails. Well, who you think brought Sean Payton on board to the Saints after Jim Haslett? That was Mickey Loomis. Then the combination of Sean and Mickey, then they bring in Drew Brees in. So that's why, listen, you can't say that. And I'm not saying Mickey's smart enough. Maybe you hire the right guy. Maybe it didn't work out with Dennis Allen. But like Mike said, he will have an input. He's going to have an input.
Always going
okay,
to have
I,
an input.
Big John, I can tell you this. Mickey Loomis is probably better thought of, if that's the right term, around the nation, around the NFL, than he is only in his own backyard at home. From a national perspective, national people who don't know the Saints business all the time, they look at Mickey Loomis, they look at him like, yeah, no, he's one of the top general managers. Maybe they got this info that I got. But they look at him and they appreciate what more Mickey Loomis has done than even here in the Gulf, South Gulf Coast or New Orleans.
And he is connected to every agent in this league.
Yeah, you're
every
around,
agent.
Well, you're around like for two decades plus.
You're connected.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Big John. Appreciate the call, bud. Let's go to Matt and Metairie. Matt, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Thanks for having me, guys. I look at, and as y'all were going down the line of possible coaches, as much as Belichick has done, I get it, but at the same time, I look at that in comparison to like a Ditka hire. Like,
I agree.
It may be.
Celebrity head coach.
Yeah, get everybody excited and get them wrapped up into a frenzy. But when it comes down to actually execution and building, at this point, this is what I feel like. I feel like we have to hit. We have to hit on the next head coach. We have to hit on draft because we haven't. And in this draft, you got to trade back. Everybody talking about, oh, get this person, get, you know, one person away. You're not one person
not
away.
That's a great point. We're not one person away. We need like two, if not three.
You need to accumulate picks. And back to Belichick. Think of this. All across the board. But, Matt, think of this with Belichick. And he's probably he is the most successful NFL coach over the last 25 years. Well, but look at his drafts in New England. And he was overseeing scouts. General manager, because he was the general manager, that director of college scouting. I can't tell you how many guys that worked there would say the same thing. He got one interview this offseason, one with Arthur Blank. And he was telling Arthur all the good stuff that he did, and I can work with others. No, he couldn't. He wants complete control of football operations, and nobody's going to hand those keys over to him today.
No one.
Mike, what about like the Jaguars and Khan or something?
Well, I think Doug's in a lot of trouble. I think Doug Peterson's in a lot of trouble.
Because, you can name a few. I'll tell you, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. I would be shocked, though, if Bill Belichick doesn't get another opportunity.
Bob, I don't think he will.
You don't think he will?
I don't think he will.
Who? That's going to like frustrate him if he can't get and surpass.
Because he's so close.
To beat Don Shula, the winningest coach ever.
Thanks,
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Can I get your take on a couple of things? What do you think? And this is I'm just thinking of, and I've looked at the tackles in the draft, and to me, nobody, the film doesn't pop off the board. I feel like the tackles they get from what I've seen, the highest ranked ones, they get washed out kind of like a Trevor Penning. Now, what do you think about the two guards from Georgia? We're talking about Tate. And Dylan, those are some big bruisers.
Big
and
men.
I feel like you can get them in the later rounds.
Can. They won't be first round picks.
Absolutely. And develop them.
Now, both big guys, both excel in running, run blocking. Where they need some work is pass protection. And both of them have feet issues where, and they need more experience. I think that's the one thing with both of them. Huge men can move the pile, but they need more experience at the collegiate level. But, you know, man, at Georgia, it's a lot of sort of 1 year as a starter, and I'm going to the NFL.
Well, speaking of Mike and Matt going in the NFL, you know, we get really the Houdat Nation excited because it'd be part of history. You know, I've heard of Bill Belichick. Everyone knows Bill Belichick. But we had this last night on the postgame show. We ain't going to do that the rest of the year. We won't do that next year. And then Arch Manning. Can you imagine Archie Manning's grandson would be the quarterback of the Saints? You want to get everybody fired up. Now, I don't know what would happen if that'd be a good thing with pressure. But you get, we get Arch Manning in a Saints uniform? What? That's like a movie. That's really like a movie.
Another guy that's going to get brought up in the conversation, Aaron Glenn, who was one time in this facility with the Saints, and now he's the defensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions.
Yep, and
he's going to get, I guarantee you, he'll get an interview.
Well, he'll get an interview, but to me, the Lions defense is not good enough. I mean, Aaron Glenn knows football. He played 14 years. He's highly talented. But that
Ben Johnson's going to be the guy.
Yeah, no. That's
everybody's going to go
after the Lions offense. But Aaron Glenn, to me, that's a black version of Dennis Allen, maybe with a little more emotion, and he can relate more to the black players. I'm just keeping it real.
And he played in the NFL.
No, he played 14 years.
That's a long time.
Aaron Glenn's a Texas A&M Aggie,
Coach Allen.
Coach Allen, an Aggie.
We'll be back with more sports talk, and we'll go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Joe, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
All right, Joe.
Good, Joe.
You know, Peyton walks around with a clipboard, but he uses his clipboard. I saw Dennis Allen walking around with a clipboard all the time. I didn't know what he was doing. Was he making his grocery list? I never saw him call a play. And if he did, they were pathetic plays. I mean, you got the Kansas City Chiefs.
Joe, you talk about offense or defensive plays? Because he did run the defense.
I'm talking about offensive plays.
No, he never. He's not an offensive coach.
Okay. Well, maybe we're tired of getting defensive coordinators as the head coach. Maybe we need an offensive coordinator to be
that
head
is
coach.
A good point. The way the game has changed, I think you got to go on the offensive side of the ball. I agree. That's why the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, that's why he's the number one prospect, because what he's done for the Lions, and he's an offensive coach.
He turned down two spots last year to stay. So, man, you talk about being selective. He was selective
about where he wants to go.
Where he wanted to go. And I also think because so many of the coaches today are offensive-oriented, it gives you a bigger list of defensive coordinators to choose from.
Right.
Guys with that background.
Can I throw a name out?
Ed.
How about Joe Brady?
I think Joe Brady will get interest from other teams.
With the Bills, yeah.
And how far the Bills go. One thing with Joe Brady, he changed the look of the Buffalo Bills. They've become much more of a run-oriented team, and he's got James Cook, Ray Davis running the football. And so
he has matured as a play caller because, you know, when he left LSU, he went to Carolina. What he did at Carolina, nothing. But
him and the coach clashed.
But what he's done at Buffalo, no, it's like night and day. And again, a lot of times you think, you know, these modern coaches and how they want to spread the ball around, RPOs or different opportunities, and you got Josh Allen, Buffalo. You know what everybody thinks? It's like, oh, we want to pass, want to pass. No, they really want to run the ball and then utilize the pass off of that scheme or that concept. But no, he'll have
He's going to have – he got an interview last year.
Yeah, and you let the Bills to have success, and they're right there. The Bills are right there in the AFC to represent. So that'll be interesting. Now, I mean, I don't know. I look at, I would say NFC right now, what have you done for Armour Lady? Look at the Lions. I think who's better than the Lions in the NFC? Now, AFC, the Chiefs are still undefeated. To me, that's unbelievable. We want to talk about Andy Reid and what they've done. I think Tom Brady and the Patriots organization has passed the charge, obviously, in the 21st century to the Chiefs. But then you look at the Ravens. No one's going to give the Ravens credit until they went into postseason. But as far as a regular season team, who's better than the Ravens? So you look at, I think, the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, and then on the NFC, I would say the Lions right now. The 49ers, they've been up and down because they've been banged up.
And I think Green Bay.
But yeah, but the Lions spanked them in inclement weather and when they were close.
But I think Green Bay's still going to be there at the end.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be there. But I don't know, they had a chance. It's just the regular season playing in their backyard. And the Lions beat them at their own game.
Did they beat them at their own game? And, man, they're doing this without Aiden Hutchinson.
Yes.
Their best defensive player. And so I think they may be active to try to get a pass rush.
Yeah, to help them and get them all day.
And everything is around Za'Darius Smith. With the Cleveland Browns. Thanks so much for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more. No, let's go to Philip in Mississippi. Philip, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Who that, guys?
All right, Philip.
I was impressed with Darren Ridge's press conference. And one thing toward the end, I kind of raised my eyebrows when he said, I promise we won't be boring. And it made me wonder if Dennis Allen was pulling the rein on Clint Kubiak a little bit, holding him back on some of his play calling. What do you think?
No.
I think when he won't be boring, they might have more passion. He might be more emotional. It just seems like, whether it's positive or negative, I think fans like to see passion. Now, hopefully it's positive and not be stoic. Now, if you win, you could be as stoic as you want to be. But when you're not winning, it's like, oh, well, does he really care? Or he don't have enough passion for the game. No, if you show a lot of emotion and you win, oh, look how passionate that coach is.
okay, think about the Cowboys in their heyday with Tom Landry. How much emotion did he show?
No, he was stoic. He was the definition of stoic.
Chuck Noll with the Steelers.
Stoic.
Okay, Bill Walsh. Was he demonstrative?
No,
went against him.
He invented
the West Coast offense.
Yeah, West Coast offense. George Seifert ran their defense, became a head coach. You know, they were stoic individuals.
You
just got to win.
Yes. and Bob always says this. You can't.
Now, Coach Moore was a lot of emotions.
You can't fake the funk. If it's not you, the players will see right through you.
No, if you, from day one, like Coach Rizzi, he shows a lot of passion. The players knows they know he's like that. So behind the scenes or in front, and he's like that 24/7. So they respect that. It's like if you split personality, depending on the surroundings, that's when the players don't respect that.
One thing with Sean Payton, he was a live wire, no insulation.
Yeah.
He showed it real quick. We'll be back with more second guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number two of second guest. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon,
Bobby Hebert live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line right after the news, but we want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight in our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, Mike Hoss will be the host along with Bobby Hebert, and we'll have with us Saints interim head coach Darren Rizzi, and his guest tonight will be running backs coach Derek Foster. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.